shaping the future. Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In your stories making headlines this hour, a Stellenbosch University student has described her assault by a fellow male student, and former PRASA CEO Lucky Montana has lodged a complaint against Deputy Chief Justice Zondo. For the news at 2 o'clock, I am Andy Linduli. Good afternoon. The assault of two Stellenbosch medical students in separate incidents has raised concerns about the safety of women on campuses. One of the women says that on the 3rd of July, she was attacked by a man after refusing to have sex with him. 21-year-old Lebohang Masinga says a fellow student beat her up when she wouldn't sleep with him and would still be on campus had other students not protested for his removal. Masinga says that she was forced to look for help on social media after Stellenbosch University took too long to deal with her complaint.
It was the students that kind of led the removal of the perpetrator off campus. Otherwise, he would have probably still been here. And it was going to be very difficult. So in the first 48 hours, I wouldn't say I received the report from the university.
Meanwhile, a former PRASA Group CEO, Lucky Montana, has reported Justice, or rather Deputy Chief Justice Zondo, to the Judicial Services Commission for alleged bias and gross misconduct. He says during testimony at the state capture inquiry last week, Zondo appeared to have made a judgment about who was to blame for looting at PRASA. Montana says Zondo breached the judicial code of conduct by compromising the Hawks and the NPA's independence when he asked why no one had been arrested for corruption at PRASA. He's also accused the state capture inquiry of shielding Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan and Worksmen's attorneys. The JSC and the State Capture Commission have not yet responded to Montana's claims. And finally, in spite of a spike in cases in several states, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration continues to push for American schools to reopen, although some states and school systems have refused to do so. In an interview on Fox News, U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said that schools that refused to reopen would have their federal funding reduced. The U.S. accounts for more than a quarter of the world's coronavirus cases, with more than 3.3 million recorded infections. Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci has ascribed the surge in U.S. coronavirus cases to the country's failure to shut down completely, then a rush to reopen too soon, and urged a commitment to guidelines to snuff out the disease.
At the films on TV of people in some states who went from shutdown to complete throwing caution to the wind. Bars that were crowded, people without masks.
Taking a quick look at your financial indicators, the Rand is trading at 16.79 to the US dollar, 21.02 to the British pound, and 19.11 to the euro. An ounce of gold will cost you $1,798.24. Your trending stories on Twitter: Westgate, is closure talk unnecessary? Normalize hiring SA citizens in Tuesday. Johannesburg continues to be mostly sunny today with a minimum temperature of minus 2 and a maximum of 11. Recapping your top stories this hour, a Stellenbosch University student has described her assault by a fellow male student, and former PRASA CEO Lucky Montana has lodged a complaint against Deputy Chief Justice Zondo. You can expect your next news headlines at 2:30.
Thank you so much, Andile. It is the last hour of the show.